Time flies, isn't it? Sorry, we cannot get into every point and every detail, but at least I trust that all of us get more or less a clear picture. Before we go on, let us turn to Hebrews first. Hebrews chapter 7. We really need to know that our Lord today in the heavens is both a king and a priest. And he's a great high priest today. We need a great high priest. The great high priest shows us how important the priesthood really is. He is the high priest, and we are the sons of Aaron. We are the priesthood today. So let us turn to Hebrews chapter 7. Amen. Amen. Beginning in verse 1, let us read. Verse 1 to 2, of 3, verse 1 to 3, please. For this Melchizedek, King of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated King of Righteousness, and then also King of Salem, meaning King of Peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest of eternity. Amen. And then let us read verse 15. Yeah, to 17. To 16, okay. And it is yet far more evident in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest who came not according to the law of fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful priest today. And let's continue with verse 23 to 26. Amen. Please.
Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he, because he continues forever, has an unreachable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always is to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens.
Amen. A wonderful priest, our wonderful great high priest. And there are many verses that we can read. The Lord as the great high priest according to the order of Melchizedek is so qualified to help us to meet our every need, and especially because he became a man and went through all the temptation, all the tests, all the hardship, so that he is able to understand us, help us, right? And to meet our every need. Praise the Lord. We need to see today, we not only have a Savior, Jesus Christ, but we have a great wonderful great heavenly high priest. And he is there to perfect us. And as a great high priest, of course being a great high priest, he is interested to perfect priesthood amongst us. Right? If the Lord doesn't want to have a priesthood, then he doesn't have to be a great high priest today. And the Bible says he wants to make us kings and priests. Remember this. This is very, very important. This is a goal of our being God's children today, is to be kings and priests unto God our Father. Don't miss this. If the Lord comes back, and he comes back soon, and you miss this wonderful goal, I don't know what's going to happen to us. Right? I think there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Right. May the Lord open our eyes. And this is why the Lord has given us such a burden in the last couple of years already. Right? Even more than 2 years now. To get into the reality and the practice. Because knowing this without the practice is useless. You might as well not know it. The main thing concerning the matter of the priesthood is not to know it in the head, but to really get into the practice, to have the reality. Otherwise, we don't need to talk about it. But we have to have a thorough understanding of the priesthood. Amen. Now let's continue to see the garments. And just the last part. Right. Exodus chapter 28. I'm sorry, my voice is not doing that well. Maybe you can maybe not. A little bit higher. Okay, good. Thank you. Concerning the priestly garment, we have seen that the great high priest has this wonderful garment, but the general priesthood, the sons of Aaron, have different garment, right? So let us take a look at verse 39, just quickly, right? Amen. And you shall skillfully weave the tunic of fine linen thread. You shall make turban of fine linen, and you shall make the sash of woven work. Right? Now, this is still for Aaron because he needs that turban, right? Now for Aaron's sons, you shall make tunics, which is a garment, right? And you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make hats for them. It's not turbans, but it's hats. You know, hat to cover our head, right? And actually, that means that our head is also very important, referring to our mind, our thoughts. Right? We need to be saved here. That's why you have the helmet of salvation, right? In Ephesians chapter 6. In serving the Lord as a priest, we need to really take good care to control your thoughts. Don't let your mind wander, right? Because everything begins here in the head. We need to have our mind renewed for transformation, or to put off and put on the new man. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Right? And Paul says our weapon is not fleshly, but what? Mighty, spiritually mighty, in God, to tear down what? The thoughts, different thoughts and concepts and opinions of men, right? So you really need to see that the mind is very important. We need to put on a hat, right? A priestly hat. And here, why is it holiness unto the Lord is right here in the forehead? Why not here? Right? Where do you prefer to put it? You should put it here. Why? Because to be holy, our mind is very important. And Paul said in Romans chapter 12, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So our mind is very important. We have to learn and practice. Lord, save me from my own thoughts. Our mind should not be flying around. You may be sitting here, but your mind will be in Hawaii somewhere. Oh, maybe Grace is sitting there, but her mind is in the cruise. Right? Your mind is behind her. You know, your mind can go places where you cannot go. Right? So, we have to put on a hat. Right. Of course, today you don't see the hat. Right? But, meaning to say, we need to take care of our mind. Lord, renew our mind. And Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Right? To have the mind of Christ. This is what a priest has to have. The high priest has to have the turban there in front of the forehead. It says, holiness unto God. On a plate of gold. With a wonderful inscription. Right. This is really wonderful. Even in Philippians chapter 2, Paul said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Right? So our mind is very important. And then in Romans chapter 8, set your mind on the Spirit. And in Colossians chapter 3, learn to set your mind on the things above. Not on the things below. So, what are you thinking all this time? What is in your head? Right? What is in your head? Praise the Lord. Right? I can really testify. In all of these years, I want to train my mind to set my mind on the things above. Right? I refuse to let my mind think about so many futile things. Just like what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4. Do not walk as the Gentiles walk in the what? In the vanity of their minds. In the futility of their minds. Their minds are darkened. And the result is the heart is hardened. So, if we as Christians have a darkened mind and we think about a lot of crazy ideas, no wonder the church is in a big mess. Oh, we are thinking how to control the church. Oh my goodness. What kind of a mind is that? How to manipulate her? Don't manipulate. No. Right? So I can name quite a few verses that the Bible tells us that you have to really preserve your thoughts. Right? To put your thoughts under the obedience of Christ. Right? Did not Paul says that? Praise the Lord. Our mind is very important, so learn to put on the hat. That's why I said, maybe somebody will come up with an idea. Hat. Of course, if you want to make that hat, it has to be with fine linen, racket, and then put on a 24-carat plate, inscribed holiness unto the Lord. My goodness, isn't that good? Instead of wearing something with a logo here. We don't need that. We need and says holiness unto the Lord. We need to live a life of holiness. Remember the holy priesthood. Right? And now for Aaron's son. We are not qualified to wear such a garment for the high priest. Okay, but for Aaron's sons, praise the Lord, they also must have this tunics, this garments, and sashes, right? And you shall make hats for them for glory and beauty. You know, for us, our definition of beauty is the holy. Just like what Psalm 110 says, this volunteers in the army of the Lord is arrayed in the beauty of holiness. Right? In the eyes of God, when He sees you, what beauty does He see? Right? The beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Right? We need to really see this. And the holiness will help you to really express the glory of God, because God is holy. If you want to be like Him, you have to be holy. People talk about them becoming God, but they're very unholy. God is holy. Right? If you cannot even be holy, how can you become God? No. No. You don't have to become God. Just be holy. That's good enough. That's what the Bible says. Be holy. Because I am holy. Right? And I hope that during all this time, talking about a priesthood, every one of us will become conscious of the matter of holiness. So you shall put them on Aaron and your brother, right? And he was talking to Moses, right? To Aaron, your brother, and on his sons with him. And you shall anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them. Anoint them, consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister to me as priests. Right. How wonderful it is, right? And then you shall make for them linen trousers to cover their nakedness. Now this is important. When we serve as priests, do not expose your flesh. It's shameful. For a priest to really be exposed in the flesh is really shameful. We cannot serve the living God without being covered with fine linens. Right? So, make such trousers for them to cover the nakedness, and they shall reach from the waist to the thigh, because you already have the tunic, right? And they shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, meaning to say in the golden incense altar, that they do not incur iniquity and die. Praise the Lord. I'm glad Ralph yesterday says that the bell is there is to prove that you are not dead. That's good. Which is right. Right?
This is my
I'm sorry, because you were wearing shorts and this, I thought you are Ralph. Where is Ralph? He went out. Okay, I'm sorry. So, you have to realize that, hey, you're dealing with a living God. Don't think that you can serve in any way you like. No, if you do, you will die spiritually. You will have no life. 到最后啊, 你就是侍奉的, 没有生命, 死了, you can just do things, but there's no more life. Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. And it shall be a statute forever. Him and to his descendants after him. Amen. You still want to be priest? Amen?
Amen.
You have no choice. I shouldn't be asking you this question. You should tell me, John, what question are you asking? We have no choice. This is the reason why we're Christian today. This is the very reason why we are saved, born again. Right? And the goal there is to really be kings and priests unto God. What choice do you have? If you don't want to be a priest and a king, what are you going to be? You tell me, what do you want to be? A pastor? I don't like the word pastor because it reminds me of the past. We have to look toward the future.
Amen.
Kings and priests unto God. Amen. Now let's continue quickly concerning the matter of the consecration this morning. Right? I think if you understand, if you all understand the meaning now of all the offerings, then it is not hard to understand the process of consecration of the priest. You know, before we get into it, I heard in the last 50 years, including myself, Lord, I give myself to you. Right? I want to consecrate myself to you. I don't mean it is wrong, and I'm not saying that it is bad. And I believe such an attitude in our heart is good. Lord, I want to give myself to you. But you have to realize that the consecration of the priest is not so simple. Lord, Aaron said, okay, Lord, I volunteer, I give myself to you, and now I'm a priest. It's not that simple. Right? This is why after we volunteer to give ourselves to the Lord, my goodness, we do a lot of things by ourselves and from our own concepts. And now, my goodness, do a lot of things according to the flesh, and our service became a big mess. So, in the Holy Scriptures, you can really see that even our consecration should be Christ, should be the Lord. But how? How do you apply Christ in your consecration? Right? And this is why we need to go to the next chapter. Chapter 29. It says, Aaron's and his son's consecration. It shows how they are consecrated. You know, there are two Hebrew words there for the word consecration. One meaning, one word has the meaning of being sanctified, made holy, because you cannot consecrate your unholy being to God, okay? It is not possible. So the first word is here in consecration means to be sanctified, to be made holy. You be separated and holy, not common. Right? But a second word,
concerning consecration. You may not understand or even heard about it. It means to fill your hands.
You
have to be filled. Your hands must be filled. Now, filled with what? Filled with what? 满了什么? 满了美金? Filled with pesos? If you want to consecrate yourself, in this process, your hands must be filled. Filled with what? Filled with all the offerings, right? Filled with cakes, unleavened cakes. You have to have a basket of unleavened cakes, all kinds of unleavened cake, right? Unleavened cake mingled with oil, unleavened cake baked there, and you put oil on top, anointed with oil. You have all kinds of Christ in his humanity that went through all kinds of sufferings, because being a priest, you're going to bear a lot of responsibility, and even bearing the iniquity of the people. You know, we always like to blame others. You don't blame yourself, right? Now, when something went wrong, it's your fault. It's his fault. But you never, you will say, it's my fault. Nobody likes to say that. Right? But can you imagine our Lord Jesus Christ, he bare and he bore and he's still bearing your iniquity. Right? If things go wrong, firstly, you must examine yourself. Instead of blaming others. So, as a priest, you have to have the right way of consecrating yourself. Now, what is this process of consecration? Let us read. I'll just read to you and you just follow the reading, okay? It's best to just read. First of all, take one young bull. Strong bull and two rams without blemish. Oh, you need a bull and two rams for consecration. How about that? Not a dove, okay? No. But you need a bull and two rams without blemish. And then you need unleavened bread and unleavened cake, mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers, anointed with oil, and you shall make them of wheat flour. And you shall put them in one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bull and two rams. My goodness, if you want to consecrate yourself to God, you need a bull and two rams, and you need to have a basket with the unleavened cake, and then you bring all this to consecrate yourself. Is that the way you consecrate yourself to God? Have you done this consecration? Nobody took care of this matter of consecration. The Lord is my witness. When we went to Germany in 1971, we arrived there in September. In 1972, the first thing I shared with the saints there in those days is how to consecrate yourself to the Lord. And I use this chapter. I think they already forgot. I said, they forgot. Right. But hey, this is the way God wants you to consecrate yourself. Otherwise, you give yourself, and you're 小事都做不好了，还要做大事了，怎么办？ I want to do a great work for God. Oh, what? Do a great work. That means your heart is already wrong. What if God wants you to do small things?
You say, no, 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 that's too small for me. 太小了，我不要做，我要做大事。
糟糕了，那如果是这样的话，你真的是把自己奉献给神。那神如果说好啊，但是我不要你做什么，那你要怎么办？
被主大用，
被主大用，要做大事。Right? So, hey, you give yourself to the Lord according to your own way, but you're going to serve according to what you like.And what you think is the best way, and what you want to do for God, and blah, blah, blah. And at the end, you have a lot of trouble. Not only for yourself, but for other people. And then at the end, you dishonor God in your service. You brought shame to His name. Right. So,I have to say this as an introduction to this consecration because this is our real condition here too. And we need to see and to understand. I know many of you are still young, but I do believe sometimes you can understand better because you don't have so much junk, spiritual, religious junk in your head. Hopefully. Right?I'm glad to see these young sisters there sitting right here. Praise the Lord. Right? Hey, why not? Right? So, you need all these to really consecrate yourself. Number one is a bull. What is that bull for? Not for the burnt offering. Why not? Isn't the burnt offering the most important, Charlie?Should be, right? But why not in your consecration? Didn't you want to consecrate yourself to be for God? Yeah, that's why you consecrate yourself, right? Then it should be a burnt offering bull, right? Am I right? Yeah, that's my concept, but that's not the concept of God. You need a bull for a sin offering.Why? Because sin is a big problem. As a priest serving God in His holy temple, right, we are very unholy. You might think you are holy, but tell you, none of us are holy. None of us are good. You're good according to your own definition, okay? But you're not good according to His definition.There is none righteous, Paul wrote in chapter 2 of Romans. There is none righteous, no, not even one. Who is right? You or the book of Romans? I think the word of God is always right. That is why the first thing in our consecration as priests to GodIs a big, strong bull to be our sin offering. If you never learn to deal with sin and say no and condemn your own sin, dear Lord, you are a sin offering to liberate me, not just to forgive me and then the next day I'm going to do it again, but a strong bull to overcome. Right? Otherwise, you will.Oh my, I've been serving the Lord for 20, 30, 40 years, and at the end, everything is corrupted because you never learn to deal, take care of your sinful flesh and your hidden desire for power, for money. You never learn. So at the end, you're fully corrupted by all these things, and how can you serve?来，你看见钱的时候，哇， 本来
眼睛小小的
变成哇啊 you become fond you become fond right so you need a bull for the sin offering praise the Lord right to be able to overcome all the temptation all the fallen corrupted things and otherwise you will ruin the priestly service now you should really see you need a bull for the sin offering that's number one right? I'm not going to go into details but you know the sin offering now right we have been talking about the sin offering for 2 years now right so now you can apply that in your consecration to the Lord don't just bring a little dove okay no if in your normal life if you're not a priest okay you cannot even bring a lamb you can bring two doves okay but that is not adequate for a consecration of a priest. The Lord will not give the priest in their consecration an option to bring, okay, Lord, I don't have a bull, I'm going to bring two doves. You have to bring a bull, remember that, you know. Like a carabao. Right? Right here in the Philippines, you call it a carabao. Right? Strong, big bull. Amen. Then you need two rams. That means it is not as strong as a bull, two rams. And in these two rams, one is for the burnt offering. Now you come to the burnt offering. Right? So you need one ram for the burnt offering. It does not have to be as big as a bull. Not because the burnt offering is not important, but hey, it is relative. So in the consecration, the bull must be bigger. Because your sinful nature and corrupted nature will ruin your priesthood. So then you need a ram, smaller, but praise the Lord, you have two rams, right? Well, maybe two rams equals one bull. I don't know, you weigh them, but you need two rams. One is for the burnt offering, praise the Lord, Moses will have to do it, to really slaughter, cut up this ram in pieces, as a burnt offering and your process of the burnt offering then you need the second ram and the second ram is called the ram of consecration now the second ram is called the ram of consecration now in this ram of consecration a part of it half of this ram of consecration is handled as a burnt offering right and the second half is to be offered like a peace offering remember this process right you have to remember it because in the consecration to God you don't just take care of being for God doing some work for God and serving God you have this concept but you are not fully reconciled to God. You still do a lot of things offensive to Him. You're not obedient to Him. And so you have no peace with God. If you don't have peace with God, how are you going to serve God? Right? If you're working in a company, you better have peace with your boss. Right? If you don't have peace with your boss, you'll be going to work fighting with your boss, arguing with your boss all the time. You'll have a hard time to serve them. So, to have peace with God is very important. Now, there is something special about this second consecration ram, the ram of consecration? The blood, firstly, you need to apply in your right earlobe. Yeah, you need to take some blood and put it in your ear. Why? Is it like an earring or something? I'm going to ask Ralph. Ralph, help me.
That's Ralph.
Oh, no, this is Ralph. Why do you have to put the blood in your right ear? What is so important with the ears? You know, bu tian cui. Bu tian cui. Right? Lin ma mai ta li gong, bu hi ya, bu hi kan. You don't have the ear to hear. Right? Every time my grandchildren and everything, I said, you don't have ears. And my grandson will say, yes, I do. I said, no, you don't. Because, hey, the ear is very important to hear. How can you serve the Lord if you don't hear him? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is speaking. Right? And the ear of a priest is very important. Every morning when you wake up, you need to have an ear to hear the Lord. And to hear is not just to hear means to obey and also do it. I like the German word of hearing because it is the same word, same root word as obedience. Yeah. So, Gehör is the ear, hearing, and Gehorsam is to obey. So, it's not just to hear, but it's to obey. If you hear, you don't obey, it's equals to not hearing. you hear so much, you hear every Sunday, you hear a message, you go home and forget about it. You don't do according to the Word of God. What's the use of hearing a message? You might as well not go and hear. Right? So, the first thing is you put the blood on your ear. You apply the blood here. Let me see your right ear if it's red. It has the color of the blood here, right? And please don't wipe it off. And then you have to also apply the blood on the right thumb. Don't do it here. This one, this doesn't have any strength, right? You have the strength here. That's why it says one thumb up, right? Right. Right. All on the right. Because normally the right is the stronger part. Right? Of course some people are left-handed. But those are exceptions. It doesn't matter. But right thumb. Why? Because it deals with whatever you do. Whatever you do is important. Remember, you cannot just do anything you like. No. In serving as a priest, whatever we do must be according to whatever the Word of God says. We have no more liberty as a consecrated priest to do whatever we like. And that red blood there on your right thumb should remind you that you are consecrated. Hey, don't do that because you are consecrated. Right? Amen? Then you also have to put a blood on your right toe. You cannot go to any place you like anymore. How about that? You still want to be a priest? You want to be consecrated? 还要献上你自己做祭司吗？ 你的选择，你愿意受限制？ Are you willing to be limited in whatever you do? If you are not willing, then what are you going to do? What kind of a priest are you going to be? You know, this is why all the priests here reduced from a kingdom of priests to one tribe, and it is further reduced from one tribe to one family. Oh my goodness. Right, Frank? There must be a reason, right? Because after a while, your hand is itchy to do some other thing. Right? And your foot is itchy to go to somewhere you shouldn't be going, right? Oh my. And if your ears are listening to gossip, what? Really? Really? What did you say? But when you're listening to the Lord, you don't hear it. Many people told me, I cannot hear what the Lord says. I said, yeah, because you don't have the blood on your ears. You know, what I'm going to buy is to buy what the ladies use for their, what do you call that? Nail polish, and I'm going to put some on your ears. Red color, and then put some on your right thumb and some on your right toe, and don't you dare to wash them off. To remind you that you are a consecrated priest. Because really, I read a lot of history here and there. Right? When the priests and all those who returned to Jerusalem in the good land, just after a while they became fallen again. And they began to be influenced by the Greek culture at that time. And many priests left the temple and went to the gym and, you know, the Olympics, right? The Greek Olympic. And instead of serving in the temple, they became athletes. Learning basketball. Goodness sake. Right. Can you imagine the priests just doing all those things? I'm not saying that, you know, we should not do some exercise. Paul did say bodily exercise is profitable, but just for a little bit. Okay. But godliness is profitable for all things, right? So yes, but those priests left their duty in the temple, and just daily there was a doing worldly things at that time. Don't think it will not happen to us. Right? That is why it is reduced to these faithful sons of Zadok who never forgot their consecration. Right. So, may the Lord help all of us to do this. Then you should eat. That's the last step. You should eat the meat of the ram. Right? The priest should eat and eat the meat with the unleavened cake. Stay in the temple. You cannot eat it anywhere. It says, I'm going to go home and eat it at my home. Right? In the comfortable sofa chair and watch TV. Eating and watch TV. No. You stay in the tabernacle, in the temple there. You should not leave for 7 days. Every day you should repeat this consecration for 7 days. My goodness, 7 days, what does it mean? Why 7 days? That means complete. your consecration must be complete. Not just a little bit. Okay, once is good enough? No. Twice? No. Five times? No. Seven times. Complete. If you don't give a thorough consecration to God, you will forget, you'll quit. I saw people quitting in the first year. And in the beginning, they are burning for the church life. In the third year, they are ice cold. And some even left the church. Some 5 years, after 5 years, they left the church. And some after 70 years, they left the church. They said, huh, you left the church. I said, no, you did. I did not. So, your consecration must be 7 days. A thorough and complete consecration. God will not allow him to receive the consecration just halfway. And that's good enough. No, it's not good enough. 7 days. Last night, some sisters asked me concerning the drink offering. The drink offering is not included in that consecration, but the drink offerings are mentioned subsequent to this consecration offering is to consecrate the altar. It is for the consecration of the altar. You see, everything in the tabernacle must be sanctified and consecrated to God. That means they must be sanctified, fully given to do God's work. If you don't do that, at the end, your service will be just like the Jews. They turned the whole temple of God into a marketplace. So everything must be consecrated to the Lord, must be made holy, separated unto Him. Otherwise, my goodness, the more you serve, the more you change at the end. You turn it into not just a marketplace, you turn it into a den of thieves. That's worse than a supermarket. Amen. You're willing to be consecrated? Amen, Sophia.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I think that's good enough for now. Then we will try to use the last meeting to finish the outline. Okay, let's try it anyway. Amen. We have 15 minutes. Of break, but before that, let's sing the song, Give Me a Pure Heart, right? Bestow in me a pure heart, your Lord.
Hymn number two.